part of the big efforts to get impeachment done as fast as possible so that voters will forget by January, forget what happened in January 2020 by November of 2020. I think that's part of the calculus here. Get it up and down and done and out of the way so the Democrats can move on from any damage they've done. Joining me, former Congressman Bob Barr. He represented Georgia's 7th Congressional District from 1995 to 2003. Knows a thing or two about impeachment. Congressman, welcome back.
Good morning, Steve. Good to be with you all once again.
Always good to have you here. All right, so tomorrow they're going to vote for impeachment along strictly partisan lines. Not a single Republican anywhere at the federal level has supported impeachment that I'm aware of. Not one. I don't think that's going to change by tomorrow. Your thoughts?
I don't think it is either, and the reason that it isn't is very clear in this impeachment report that the House Judiciary Committee reported out Sunday evening. It is such an over-the-top, hyperbolic, partisan piece of political nonsense that it just illustrates how bad the process has been. I mean, to accuse the President of the United States based on this silly investigation that the Democrats have conducted of being a threat to our national security is beyond absurd. It's bizarre what the Democrats are doing here. But this document that they reported out that will form the basis for these two articles of impeachment is nothing but a bald partisan political document.
Well, there you go. It is a political document. But a lot of these swing district Democrats have gone all in, including my member of Congress, Alyssa Slotkin, who announced publicly yesterday that she's in for impeachment. 17 others out of the 31 have done the same. And I actually think that's good, Congressman. I think that President Trump should wear impeachment as a badge of honor, because despite all of that, despite the headwinds, despite the abuse from the Democrats and the media, the list of things that he has accomplished is long. And yesterday, again, the market's at an all-time record high. The economy's doing great. The tax cuts were good. He moved the embassy to Jerusalem. He got things done by pulling troops out of Syria. No bloodshed there. No bloodshed in Israel. And all of these things that he's gotten done, the First Step Act, the Right to Try Act, and I could go on all day. And he did this despite no help, none, from the Democrats.
And one of the other things that the president has done in fulfilling promises that he made both in his campaign in 2016 and as soon as he took office was he was going to do a far better job than President Obama of tying U.S. foreign aid to a couple of things. One, aid goes to those countries that truly support us and is in our national security interest, and we are no longer going to send money to governments that are corrupt. So when he talked with the Ukraine president back in July, he made that clear. He was doing that for the American people, for our national security, and because that's what he had told the American people they deserve. They deserve their money going to governments that are helping us as well, but who have done away with the corruption that was so endemic previously.
Right. So let me ask you this. As I look at all of these things, zero Democrats, by the way, voted for the tax cuts. Zero Democrats have supported much of the legislation put through by the Republicans that has been successful. This president is going to run on his record and the Democrats on theirs. Do you think Nancy Pelosi is trying to get this up and down so it can be forgotten about by November 3rd?
I think they're doing three things, really. One, they realize this is a really stinking bad apple that they have harvested here, so they want to get rid of it as soon as possible. Two, as you've said, they want to do it very early on in the election cycle, so hopefully people will have forgotten it, which, of course, they won't. And thirdly, I think they want to vote on it before December 31st of this year so they can technically, I guess with a straight face, make the argument that, well, we didn't do this in an election year.
Of course they did it in election year and election cycle. We all know that. Let me ask you this. Chuck Schumer out yesterday demanding that the Senate hold this trial in such a way that he can call fact witnesses, because he said, we have to have fact witnesses. We have to have, you know, to know what really happened here. You're right, Chuck. We do, because we don't have any fact witnesses from the House, but that's not really the way it works. And I want to ask on your expertise on this, but the House is supposed to put together the case and the Senate tries the case. The Senate isn't supposed to be going out to get more fact witnesses and do more investigations, are they?
No, what they should do is they should take what happened in 1998 in the impeachment of Clinton, in which I was a House manager, is we put together a very clear, comprehensive, evidence-based record that President Clinton had violated federal criminal laws. We sent that over to the Senate. Schumer, of course, was one of those back then that, you know, that downplayed the impeachment. Oh, it's just politics and so forth. What's happened now is the House is getting prepared to send over to the Senate a record that is absolutely devoid of any substance.
Right. Let me ask you this.
And I think that what the Senate ought to do, first off, is vote not even to have a trial, because this process from the House is so ridiculous. It is so devoid of fair play
and
fairness and due process and facts. They ought to just dismiss it out of hand. If they don't, the president needs an opportunity to present a clear case to the American people through the Senate, because that's the only factual record that there's going to be.
Well, there is that part, but in many regards, I feel that they'll go through the procedure and then just be done with it. I think that's appropriate. Do you think Republican senators, because if you get four Republican senators to say, okay, we should call witnesses, that could upend the whole process. Do you think that's the game for the Democrats to try to call more witnesses? So if Romney and some of the others jump ship, Romney, Sass, you figured out who they are, right? Would that
Mikowski,
create a problem?
Collins.
Absolutely. Would that create a problem for the Republicans?
I think that that will more than likely, the fact that you'll have a few of these squishy Republicans vote against dismissing the case out of hand by a simple majority vote, we'll probably move it into a Senate. So even though I think that Lindsey Graham early on when he called for dismissing this out of hand because of how flawed it was coming over from the House was right, I think it's going to be difficult for the Republicans to get a majority with those few squishy Republicans.
Yeah. We'll see what happens. It all happens tomorrow. Congressman Bob Barr, former congressman from Georgia, thank you for being here. Greatly appreciate your insight as always.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you. All right, quick break. When we come back, the professor, Nicholas Giordano, will be here to sort it out. Don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Gruber Show.